Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hebrews chapters 1 to 3. There's something that we need to do today. We read in Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 to 15 like this. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. The above passage gives us an important application drawn for us from Israel's experience from Psalms 95 verses 7 and 8. Most of who hardened their hearts and rebelled against God and the leaders God had placed over them. The way to avoid this is through mutual exhortation. Especially in days of difficulty and distress, we should be daily urging others not to go back on their Christian commitments. Let us understand that serious losses are awaiting unbelieving believers who refuse to listen to God and hardens their hearts deliberately. People with hard hearts know the truth but resist it and refuse to obey it. They know that God chastens disobedient children, but they almost defy God to act. They think they can sin and get away with it. The first step towards a hard heart is neglect of the word of God and not taking it seriously. It is either hearing or hardening. Christ saves those who come to God through him, but we must guard our own and each other's endurance by encouraging one another as the author does throughout this letter. This is an important stronghold to resist the temptation of sin, the world, and Satan. Constant encouragement in the midst of caring fellowship will help believers remain faithful to God. The writer of Hebrews tells us that there is something we need to do today and every day of our lives. We need to exhort others and receive exhortation from others based on God's word on a daily basis. The great benefit from this is that our hearts will not become hardened through sinning before God on a constant basis. Through mutual exhortation only, we can remain true to God and his holy word. We read in Hebrews again chapter 10 verses 23 to 25 like this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.